This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Details are emerging of a fatal shooting on the UCLA campus that took place Wednesday. A shooter who is being identified as an Indian PhD student named Mainak Sarkar allegedly shot a white professor named William Klug before killing himself. Sarkar apparently drove to LA from Minnesota, where he allegedly killed a woman before the UCLA incident. The campus was under siege from police for hours, with frightening reports of an active shooter and panicked students rushing down hallways out of the campus. Today, we examine the broader issue of guns on college campuses, given that campus shootings are a disturbing trend with almost no end in sight. My guest is Andy Pelosi, Executive Director of Keep Guns Off Campus. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you, Sonali, for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, let's focus for a few minutes on what happened at UCLA on Wednesday. In your experience, is this sort of a typical kind of thing that happens? I mean, just, you know, setting aside the social aspects of the race and ethnicity and possibly religion of the shooter, because I know that's going to become a big issue in the days to come. But this, the way in which this unfolds, where there are reports of an active shooter, police swarm, students panic, you know, this just seems like a standard script now that unfolds, you know, almost every few months on campuses.
Well, I think, first of all, I'd like to, you know, offer my my thoughts for the family of Professor Klug and the UCLA community. I think that it's important to that with so many people being killed by guns every day in the United States, 80 some odd people, these folks are not remembered. They are just statistics. So I think it's important, especially since today is June 2nd. It's also a Gun Violence Awareness Day in the United States. So we're trying to really highlight the problem of gun violence and its impact on the whole community around the country. Having said that, it is disturbing what's happening. Our schools and our colleges should be sanctuaries in our view. This type of an incident, I don't think it's a very common incident, but these types of incidents do occur. And in the context of the campus carry issue, this is something that professors have talked about in states like Idaho and Texas and Georgia, Florida, and other places where they do have a deep concern if guns were allowed on campus that they could become potential targets in their classrooms or in their offices. So it is a major concern, and unfortunately we had a very tragic situation yesterday.
So what is the trend that you see of shootings on college campuses? I mean, we know of the big ones of Virginia Tech, where, you know, large numbers of people are killed by a single shooter, but are the numbers of campus deaths from gun violence going up over the years, or staying the same, or going down?
Actually, I really don't see there being a major trend. I mean, in terms of homicides, homicides on campus are extremely rare events. You are much safer on a college campus than you are off campus, and the data shows this. I mean, in the Cleary Act, which requires public institutions to report different classifications of crime that occur on campus to the federal government, we look at that data, and that data shows that that on-campus crime rates are extremely low in comparison to what happens off campus. Is crime happening on campus? Definitely. Are homicides happening on campus? In very limited instances. Are there shootings on college campuses? Definitely. But if you compare that or contrast that to what's happening in the society, in the communities outside of campus, these occurrences are extremely rare. Having said that, though, it's still an issue that needs to be dealt with. And again, we don't see the solution as arming people. We need to look at other solutions short of arming people.
So what are the laws around guns on campus? I mean, I imagine that it, first of all, varies state by state. You mentioned Idaho, where there's been a big controversy around it. And in that particular case, it was essentially the state legislature that decided, you know, it on its own that it was going to be allowing guns to be carried on campus. So imagine there's a state by state issue, but then there's probably also sort of a campus by campus policy, right?
Well, it's a good question. The states are in control of this issue, and it varies from state to state. And there are approximately 23 states where guns are forbidden by law on campus. As of earlier this year, Tennessee joined several other states, up to 10, depending on how you count it, that will allow loaded concealed weapons on campus, including the state that you mentioned, Idaho. In Idaho, that became law in 2014. Then there are a number of other states where the colleges have leeway, or better put, they make the decision whether concealed weapons should be allowed on campus. And all of those schools, when given that opportunity, have chosen not to allow guns on campus. And I'm talking about public colleges and universities, not privates. Liberty University, a private college in Virginia, does allow weapons on campus. They're a private university, that's their choice. But when public colleges and universities are given the opportunity to not allow, they take that opportunity. So I think that's important. For California, and California has a reputation of having some of the strongest gun laws in the country. And what happened in this past summer in 2015, Governor Brown signed legislation, Senate Bill 707, which made it very, very difficult for someone with a concealed weapons permit to carry on a public college or university, essentially just really peace officers being able to carry on the campus proper. So California, again, is, not only does it lead in terms of strong gun laws, it leads in terms of the campus carry issue too.
And this discussion reminds me a little bit, however, of, when we're talking about combating climate change and one community decides they're going to use, less gas, it's not going to stop the atmosphere from experiencing greater greenhouse gases. And I'm leading up to the fact that we live in a country awash in guns. Just because one campus or one state decides to be gun free doesn't stop anybody from walking onto a campus with a gun if they're intent on shooting somebody and then killing themselves and shooting them. I mean, there are no checkpoints usually on college campuses. People from the public can just walk onto a campus. You could have a gun in your backpack and you've got a beef with someone, you can shoot somebody, right?
That is true. And I think that's very true. And I think that, we have laws that against murder, we have laws against rape, and these things, these atrocities, are still occurring. Our gun laws in the United States are extremely uneven, to say the least, from state to state, and that's due in part to federalism. I mean, we've got we have only a certain number of federal gun laws, some of which are extremely weak. And then we have then the states, are allowed to come up with their own laws. And so for example, in Virginia, if you applied for a concealed weapons permit, you can do that online and you don't have to show any competency with the weapon. And it varies from state to state. And that's something that I don't think is going to change in the short term, but it's an issue that more people need to be aware of, that there is this real difference in terms of laws from state to state. And when it comes to keeping weapons off campus, we know that there are weapons on campus, and we know that people are in certain instances are carrying illegal. What can we do about that? There may not be a lot that one can do. But we know that the solution is not going to be to arm people so that everyone is ready in case there's an incident that occurs. I mean, again, the faculty that I've spoken to around the country, they don't want to have weapons on them. They don't want to have to be worried about someone coming at them either in the classroom or in their office. They don't think that that's the solution right. to our problem right now.
Right, and so to the point that you make about the sort of standard NRA response, where if you want to have safe campuses, allow people to buy, allow everybody to have guns, is just so bizarre to me. I mean, there are some students who've had counter protests on campuses saying that they should be allowed to carry guns. This notion that how are you going to stop the bad guys with guns if the good guys don't have guns? I mean, this bad guys, good guys narrative being so simplistic, kind of like a Wild West scenario, there is no basis in reality. personality, you know, if somebody comes at you from behind with a gun, it doesn't matter if you have a gun, you're not going to have time to respond. And if you do respond, you might end up killing an innocent bystander. But yet these arguments continue to have traction among this sort of, you know, fantasy world, a group of people who just feel like the more guns there are, the safer everyone's going to be. But honestly, is there any correlation between campuses that allow guns and campuses that there are more that have more shootings, or is the data just kind of spotty?
Well, I think the data is kind of spotty. But a couple of points, though. One is that, you know, if more guns equaled less crime, then I would argue the United States would be the safest country, you know, in the world in terms of, I mean, we have over 300 million guns.
that is a good way to look at it. Yeah.
In hands now, you know, so that's one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is to your question about, you know, a comparison between colleges where guns are allowed and where they're not. I'm not aware of an actual study that's been done, aside from what my organization has done, where we looked at on-campus crime rates in Colorado and Utah. Now, these are two states where public colleges and universities, where concealed weapons are allowed on college universities. And what we did was we looked at the crime rates in Utah from 2004 going forward, and in Colorado, a similar time frame. And what we found was that once concealed weapons were permitted on campus, there was actually an increase in crime. Now, we were careful to state that we weren't stating that the increase was due to the presence of concealed weapons. And we were also careful to say that we weren't saying that people who have concealed weapons permits were committing the crimes. But the idea was to counter the gun lobby argument that when there is the presence of concealed weapons, there is a decrease in crime. And that's just not the case in those two states. Now, that's all I can point to right now. And that's actually also on our website, that particular study that we did. Right. But this is a theory that's put forth by John Lott from the gun lobby side, where, again, more guns will equal less crime, and we don't think that that's the case.
So, Andy, tell us about the organization Keep Guns Off Campus. What are you calling on campus presidents, college presidents, and others to do? And how can people, you know, join in if they are agitated and organized on their campuses? If they just, you know, as a parent, when my children are old enough to go into college, this is going to keep me up at nights unless we get gun-free campuses and really just reduce the number of guns overall in our society.
No, well, Sonali, we started the campaign to keep guns off campus in 2008, and after the shooting at Northern Illinois University. And the idea initially was to build a coalition of colleges, and we had put together a coalition of just over 420 college presidents around the country in 42 states. What I would say to the presidents and leaders of these institutions is to, and many of them do this, is to continue to push back against lawmakers that are trying to change the laws and force them to allow weapons on campus. This is not something that college presidents want. And many of them have been vocal, but they need to continue to push back. They are put in a difficult position because of funding priorities, and state legislatures will use this against them. And we've seen it in a number of states where they've started to speak out and then they've been threatened with funding cuts, and it's a real thing for them to consider. The other thing is that I would ask for parents is to really think about where your young person is going to be going to school, and if you want to know what the laws are in a particular state, we have a sister website called armedcampuses.org, and that is a treatment of each state, the laws as it pertains to guns on campus, and that's something else to for people to look at. But we also need to do more work in educating the public about this particular issue, the guns on campus issue, because it has gained more traction over the last few years, especially. It wasn't as big a deal back in the early 2000s, but in the last couple of years, it has definitely taken off.
Finally, Andy, give out a website for your organization, Keep Guns Off Campus, and you mentioned a sister organization as well.
Our website is keepgunsoffcampus.org, and our sister website that provides information about campus gun laws across the country is Armed Campuses, A-R-M-E-D, campuses.org.
And we'll post links to those sites from our website later today. Thank you so much, Andy. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Sonali.
My guest is Andy Pelosi, Executive Director of Keep Guns Off Campus. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can watch all of our interviews in video format. We're a television show now, and all of our interviews are videotaped. You can also find us on Vimeo and iTunes.